other reasons.
Why?
This is why we can't have nice things.
Nice things. Nice things. Always more tricks and treats, especially eventful after a Halloween weekend. And that lands us appropriately in Florida. This 18-year-old spotted driving erratically on Halloween night. And Jimmy Glover failed his sobriety test.
Dang,
he was charged with a DUI,
Jimmy,
over there in northern Florida.
Rude.
Yeah, but he was ready for the occasion. In his costume that was, he was already dressed as an inmate.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Sporting the orange. Yeah, it saved him some money. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Precinct.
Senior pranks are all fun and games until the local police get involved. Quite literally, a group of kiddos decided to TP the local police station in Heflin, Alabama. They don't think it's funny. Police Chief Ross McGlaughan warned folks on social that this was a little uncalled for. And they don't want to hear any crying when they load up like they're going to serve a search warrant and go full-out tactical ninja-style old-school, quote, rolling at your place. They know who you are. And are seasoned children of the 80s and 90s that perfected this craft years ago.
Yeah. You tell them.
Oh,
they're coming for
trouble,
you.
You better dumb, run.
Dumb.
Dang,
you
Skippy.
Better run, run.
Let's go to Kentucky, where it's always interesting. But this, talk about an early Halloween surprise late last week. Kentucky lady got a horrific surprise. So she gets this package. It's supposed to be medicine that she ordered online. But instead, it turns out...
Yes, ma'am. We have kind of a weird situation. We were expecting a delivery of urgent medication, and they delivered two boxes. We opened one box, and it turned out to be human body parts.
Yeah, I packaged, instead of medicine, of arms and fingers. They're trying to figure out what...
How does this happen?
Imagine what the other house is surprised it was expecting that. What is medicine doing here?
Robbing a Walmart, never a good idea. Even worse, jumping in a nearby lake to escape, especially when you cannot swim. All this allegedly happened to a man by the name of Edward Estes, who police found in a waterway screaming for help.
See.
He was then rescued. His new swimwear, well, he can hang out with Jim. Also is going to be having an orange jumpsuit.
This is, again, why we have a no live animal policy.
See, you got to be careful.
Please do not play it, even in criminal situations.
No way.
Let's go to somebody that should know better. That would be Yavapai County Superior Court Judge Kristen Schaff Olson.
Oh, boy.
Who, out there in Arizona, a judge, had to resign... As some police rolled up, and then she was out there just, she was going number one in public.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
This is disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm waiting for an Uber.
Okay, this is unacceptable. Where's your ID?
Yeah, the judge was issued a citation for the public act, and an officer said that the judge was so drunk she couldn't even spell her own name. Well, what were they trying to get her to do? It's not going to snow out there. That's not what that meant.
Picture it. You put your Tesla in autopilot after a long day at work, and boom, something crashes into you.
You lost me at Tesla.
It wasn't a car, a bike, or even a bird, but a meteorite. So it could be a first.
Huh.
It happened down in Australia. Andrew Melville Smith claims whatever it was so hot, it melted the windshield. And the Tesla, in true Tesla fashion... did not even stop because it was in autopilot, and they're now investigating.
You would think of the one thing that Teslas are protected of, it would be stuff from space.
Elon. For crying out loud, yes.
Elon. By the way, quick updates as we finish here and why we can't have nice things. So they arrested four suspects in the Louvre crown jewels heist. And what's really interesting is police, who are not releasing their identities... basically said they're not organized crime, high-level criminal masterminds.
What?
They're just four dudes that thought they could do it and did.
And watched all the Ocean's movies, I bet.
And got caught, it turns out. Yeah, allegedly. And an update on the truck in Mississippi that was carrying research monkeys.
Oh, no.
Jasper County, Mississippi. Initial reports were there from the sheriff's office that these monkeys carrying infectious diseases such as hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID. deemed to be aggressive to humans, this truck carrying them crashed. And three were missing. Well, over the weekend, one monkey was caught. One was shot by a Mississippi resident, a lady in her backyard, because it's Mississippi and it was probably dinner that night.
Oh, dear.
Well, and the third monkey is, that was carrying infectious disease, doing quite well. Actually, he's there in Mississippi. He set up his own business. He's running a pawn shop in Tuscaloosa.
Congratulations.
You could make it there.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.